Well, if I get stuck, I can preach Roger's message. So, because Pastor Roger left his notes up here. So, here we go. If I get stuck, I can always go to yours. So, I decided this morning I was going to be like a miniskirt. Ooh. I'm going to be short enough to be interesting, but long enough to cover all the pertinent information. All right? So, you know. Don't believe in being long-winded. I don't like long-winded preachers particularly, and so I try not to be one. So we're going to dive right into this. That's right. Amen. The verse of scripture that we're preaching from is Romans 12, 21. It's the camp theme, do not be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So let's get started this morning. You know, I am a movie buff. I love movies. I love adventure movies. I love the superhero stuff. I love all of that stuff. Do I have a particular one? No. I love them all. Okay? I love them. Even the ones that are kind of weak and puny. I still love those too. You know, it's just, I love superheroes. Love the whole movie thing. And I love all the stuff that you see when you're watching the movies. And Spider-Man, and he's flying across the air with his webs. Or Superman as he takes off. You know, I mean, you can even reach into the Matrix and find that, you know, even Neo flies. So, I mean, you know. But I love all the superheroes. But you know what? I begin to think as we found out what the theme for camp was and all the stuff that was happening and the scripture verses and that, I begin to think about superheroes. And so as I was thinking about superheroes, I found that they all had some things in common. And that was they always have an enemy. They always have special abilities. But they all have issues. And they try to hide who they really are. I mean, think about that now. All of them do, even Superman with his glasses, you know, tries to hide who he is. I'm not sure how that, you know, disguises him. Instead of a mask or whatever, he just puts on a pair of glasses and he's disguised. I mean, you know, here, let me see that. See, now you don't know who I am. I mean, you know, it's that simple. For Superman, it was that easy. For others, it took a little more than that. But you know what? I found that it's a lot like we are. All right? I mean, in our life as Christians, as young people that are growing up, as people that are beginning to take on the world. You know, there was a Disney movie a while back about superhero high school. Y'all, Sky High. Thank you. Sky High. Where they were all going up into the sky as they were learning their superpowers and what to do and how to use them and how to train and all of those things. You know, that's a lot like we are. Because you see, what we've got is we've got the ability put within us. We have special abilities that change us from the world. But if we're not careful because of our issues, what we do is we try to hide who we really are. You know, it's like an iceberg. You only see 10%. You see, if we're not careful, what we do is we have that mask like Iron Man does or Batman does or whatever. And when we face the world, what we do is we put that mask on. So that nobody knows who we really are. Nobody knows the issues that we're having to deal with. Nobody knows the strife or the struggle or the pain or the heartache that we're having to deal with because we put that mask on so that they can't see who we are. Even though we're superheroes, even though we have special abilities to change the world, we have the ability to save somebody. We have the ability to impart into somebody. We have the ability to speak into their life. We have the ability to change their life because of the God that's in us. What we do is we put that mask on. You know why? Because we're still dealing with issues. Can I tell you the greatest revelation you're ever, ever, ever going to hear? And that is that the God of the universe believes in you. No matter what your issues are. God doesn't say, I'm going to believe in you if. There is no if in the things of God. He just chooses to believe in who you are right now, issues or not. Doesn't care if you wear a mask or not. He still believes in you. You know, we quote those famous verses of scriptures like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But what we do is we wear that mask. We look in the mirror in the morning and we know what we're dealing with and we know the issues we've got And we know the struggles that we've got and the doubts and the fears and the unbelief. And don't our parents know? And what about our friends? And all of the things that we deal with. Let me let you in on a little secret. Young people are not the only ones that look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm dealing with this, and I'm dealing with this, and I'm dealing with this, and today I've got to put a mask on so nobody knows who I really am or what's really going on in my life. You know, I found that every superhero out there had issues they had to deal with. The Hulk had anger issues. Literally, anger issues, you know. The Iron Man was a narcissist. In other words, he believed he was the most important thing in the world. I mean, you can go right down the list, and every superhero, and that's what made them be part of humanity. They had an issue they had to deal with. But they all felt like they had to isolate themselves. They always felt like they had to pull away from whoever or whatever was going on in their life. They had to pull away from those that would strengthen them or help them or love them or care for them. They would pull away from, you look at the superheroes, that's what they did. Always some big sacrifice they were making, so that they wouldn't hurt somebody else. They'd isolate themselves. You see, we are the greatest force on the planet. You are part of the greatest force on the planet. No matter what you're dealing with. No matter what your issue may be. I told our young people a while back, I said, listen, in the youth room where we're at, where we did this whole theme where we did fluorescent paint on the walls and we did black lights and we did all of that. And a while back, God began to deal with me, so I decided we change things and I began to paint the walls with chalkboard paint. Just paint the whole wall, chalkboard paint. Let them write on it whatever they wanted to write on it. Because you see, sometimes you've got to realize that we need a safe place. And camp is a safe place. That you don't have to wear the mask. You can still be the superhero without the mask. It wasn't the mask that made Batman, Batman. It wasn't the mask that made those superheroes who they are. You see, it's not the mask that makes you who you really are. Who you really are is what God says you are. You know, when you begin to look in the Word of God, you know, we see that verse of Scripture where it says, we look in the glass, we look in the mirror. But if we're not careful, when we look away, we forget who we were supposed to really be. When you look into the Word of God, you find that God doesn't say there's a bunch of stipulations whether you're going to make it or not. He just says you are going to make it. That's the mirror we're supposed to be looking into. When you look into that, realize that God is moving in your life in such a way that you can handle every situation, every circumstance, every battle, every trial, every tribulation that you have to face. You can handle it because of the God that's in you. That's simple. It's not about isolation. It's not about pulling aside. It's not about getting out of the way so somebody else can. It's about you just being. You know, we're not human doings. We're human beings. You see, we have made it so hard to be what we're supposed to be. We have put so many rules and stipulations on dress codes and who we're hanging with and what we're doing and how we talk and accents and all the other things. We label ourselves. Everybody has a label. They look at themselves and they go, this is what I am. Pastor Roger called himself a geek last night. Wanted to know where all the other geeks were. You see, what we do is, if we're not careful, we put ourselves in nice little groups. I'm a geek. Or I'm an athlete. Or I'm a musician. Or I'm whatever you happen to be. And you isolate yourself from all the other people that are there. You see, we're called a body of Christ. You know what that means? That means I need you to be able to function. For me to do what I'm supposed to do, I got to have you. I've got to have you in my life. I've got to have you praying. I've got to have you imparting in my life. You see, it's not hard. It's not this big complicated thing. It's not a bunch of rules that you have to live by. It is you going, you know what? I can because of the God that's in me. You see, this week, we all come with issues. Adult or child alike. Youth, teen, little kids, old people. I'm not saying where I'm at. Not putting myself in that anywhere. But we all come with issues. We all have things that we have to deal with. What I'm asking you to do this morning is during camp, take the mask off. Because that's not who you are anyway. You've worked hard on that mask. You put effort into crafting the perfect mask for you that hides all the hurt and all the pain and all the anguish and all the issues that you're dealing with. And you put that mask on so that when people look at you, they think you're whatever you want them to think because you put that mask on. But you know what? When you mask it, you never deal with the issue. Think about the superheroes. They never really had to deal with the issues all decked out. They always had to deal with the issues when they weren't in that outfit. You see, if we're not careful, what we do is we mask it and we don't choose to deal with them. You see, because when you look at the issues, if you're not careful, what you say is, I can't do that. That is too big for me to overcome. That is too big for me to deal with. I am too addicted, or I am too hurting, or I am too scarred, or I am not worthy. So we put that mask on that when people see us, they see what we want them to see about us. So this morning, what is the mask that you're wearing? And do you really want it? Because you see, if you want it on, I can't do anything with it. Because all you're ever going to show me is that mask. But if you don't want the mask on, then you don't have to wear it. Because you see, for superheroes, it was all about identity. And you see, you can either take what the world says about you, and you can only show us 10%. Where the other 90% of the iceberg is underneath the ocean, where we can't see it. I told our young people we have to make our place a place of security so that they don't have to wear masks when they come. Because you see, it's not about whether I'm going to accept you. It's that God already did. See, that's the key. It's not whether I accept you. It's not whether I condone you. It's not whether I put my stamp of approval on your life. It is, what did he do? Because the greatest revelation is that God believes in you. Right where you're at, God believes in you. No matter what you're going through, no matter how much you're hurting, no matter how much you'll throw that I am stronger than everybody image up there. See, as long as you wear the mask, you choose not to deal with any issues. The problem with that is, when you get home and take the suit off, the issues are still there. The hurt, the pain, the conflict, the misunderstandings, all of that. Even though you've hidden it well all day long, when you pull the suit off, it's still going to be there. The good part about things of God is they don't have to be there. Because he put enough in you to make you, not to allow you to be, but to make you an overcomer. Jason had it right. He gives you that grace to empower you. See, it's not about, okay, today I'm going to give up this. And let's see, what else can I, I'm going to give up this. And we start laying all, you know, we used to do that. We used to lay those things on the altar. When I was growing up, that was a big thing. You know, bring those pills, bring those cigarettes, bring whatever, lay it on the altar. And in that season, that was okay. It was. It was okay. That's why we were where we're at today. Trust me, the reason we're where we're at today is because of the religion we had before. Because it both had good and bad. You see, it's not about, I'm going to lay this, it's going to be about, what is God putting into me so that this doesn't matter anymore? You see, that's the thing about grace. What grace does is when it comes in such a way that those issues, whether it's hurts or scars, they don't matter anymore. Because all of a sudden you've realized you've been empowered or something different. You remember when Spider-Man realized he had powers, or Sky High and the strength when he ripped the door off the wall, or when you realize that the God of the universe so loves you and believes in you. The rest of the stuff, it's like, it doesn't matter what the world thinks. But now here's the other thing. Superheroes, you know what I found about them? They dealt with Gotham City and pretty much Gotham City alone, while the rest of the world wasn't changed. Think about the superheroes that we have. Most of them had one city. When we are able to touch the world. You see, think about this for just a minute, because these are great characters to watch in the movie theater. Oh, it's great. I watched Thor just before I came. It was on Showtime. I watched Thor, the second one, the Shadow of Darkness or whatever it is. Liked it. Loved it. Great movie. But you know what? He never changed my life. Never once did he change my life. He entertained me at best. But you have the ability to change lives. You see, it's not about can we change, it's about being the change. So this week while you're here, you can keep the mask if you want it. And some of you will choose to do that. I don't know why, because it's so much more fun being yourself. Yep. It really is. And you know what? Those scars, they don't mean a whole lot. Just experiences that we had in the past, which really shouldn't influence our present and won't if we don't, unless we allow it. If we choose not to, they can't influence us. So here you stand as a superhero. The difference is, are you masked up or not? It's your choice. You see, you can show me the 10% that's on the top that you show the rest of the world, or you can choose to let some of us in. You see, I find it interesting that we're supposed to be fishers of men. But you know what? We don't fish with a fishing pole. Stand up, Nathan. See, now I can fish with a fishing pole all day. Up here. Come up here, Gabe. Stand behind him or beside him. Give me a couple of more. I don't care who. My group. Nope, somebody else's group. I don't care. Come on. Because, you see, I can choose to try my best to change the world. Come on up, Ronnie. I can choose one at a time to change the world. But you know what I can do? I can link up. And instead of a fishing pole, I become a net. Link up. And you see, all of a sudden, the influence I've got is not just me. You see, when you realize that you can link up and that you can have somebody else that can help, can pray, can believe in you, when you link up and you find that somebody else can bear that burden with you, that has the same scars, they know what you're going through because they've been there. When you link up, all of a sudden what you have is a whole net instead of a fishing pole. What you have is a Justice League. What you have is the Avengers. What you have is the ability to begin to change everything around you. Not one at a time, but you begin to change communities. You begin to change your schools. You begin to change your churches. Because all of a sudden what we do is we take the mask off and we begin to know who we are. You see, it's up to you. You see, the thing about the Avengers and the Justice League is even though they may have wore a mask out in public, they knew who they were together. You know, Batman was known by the rest of them as Bruce Wayne. They knew who he was. It wasn't a hidden thing. You see, somewhere you have to make this choice, or you stand alone. Oh yeah, now God can move in your life and does move in your life, and he is always there. But take it from an individual that's been in this a long time, it's much easier this way than fishing one pole at a time. So what are you going to do? Now see, I was raised Southern Baptist, so we're going to do it this way. Everybody stand. Y'all can go back to your seats. Thanks. You see, I believe that when somebody ministers, they need to make you make a choice. My group will tell you every time I minister to them or I minister to the church, I have one simple phrase. What is it? It's your choice. Always. So, while they play something soft, every head bowed, every eye closed, let's do it this old-fashioned way. Because what I want you to do is decide whether you're going to wear that mask or not. You don't have to hurt by yourself. I know that some of you think your parents are the enemy because they have such a different outlook on life than you have. You still don't have to wear the mask. So this morning, what are you going to do? Now, you can do it at your seat or you can do it up here, but you don't have to hurt alone. Just because you're a superhero doesn't mean you have to hurt alone. It doesn't mean you have to deal with the issues alone. And I'll be honest with you, it doesn't mean you have to have one of us to help you. Because the same God that's in me and the same Holy Ghost that's in me is in you. It's just sometimes you have to learn to activate it. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ right now, Father, as they stand here making that decision, as they look over the hurts and the issues and the things in their life, as they look over being a superhero and being able to change things, as they look at their lives, Father, give them the ability to make the choice that they need to make. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
It's a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it loud.